Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, see his banner go, brothers and sisters. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, the 23rd of January, 2017. Now, it is pre-recorded, so I really don't know what happened on Inauguration Day. At this point, so I will not be able to comment on it. I'll cover that perhaps in another show, but today we're going to be going into Isaiah chapters 8, 9, and 10. Hopefully we can get through 10. And this is an exciting book. Everything in it is just loaded with prophecy. A lot of messianic prophecy in here. So let's get started with chapter 8, verse 1. Said Yahweh, he's speaking to Yeshayahu, which is the proper Hebrew for Isaiah. Said Yahweh, take a large tablet and write upon it with the stylus 2747 of Men 582, and that is Enosh. That means common script. Read by all the people. The common comes from 582 Enosh, and the stylus of mortals is more correct here. Concerning Maher Shalal Kashbaz, that is 4122. Then that saying means swift is booty, speedy is prey. Verse 2, and take as witnesses, that is 5749, witnesses 5707 of reliability, 539, that's of truth, okay? Uriah 223, the priest, and Zechariahu 2148, son of Yeberekiah. Oh boy, this is a tongue twister even for me. Yeberekiahu. Boy. I read Hebrew, but boy, that some of these things, if you don't speak it every day, that is number 3,000 for Yeberekiahu. Verse 3, and I went in unto the prophetess, 5031, that is Nabiah. It's a female prophet. And here it is the wife of Yeshayahu. Okay. And she conceived and bore a son. Then said Yahweh to me, call his name Maher Shalal Kashbaz. For verse 4. For before the boy shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches, 2428, of Damasek, and the spoil, 7998, of Shomeron, shall be taken away before the king of Ashur, that's Assyria. He's going to have a child, and before he can even talk, Assyria is going to take over Damascus, and Shomeron, that's Samaria. So that's to come. He's prophesying here of the defeat of those kings. Verse 5, again Yahweh spoke to me, saying, For as much as this people refuse the water of Shiloach, 7975, okay, that is the conduit from the river Gihon that brought water into Jerusalem, that for as much as this people refuse the water of Shiloach, that go gently, 3:28, and exult, 4:8:8:5, in Retzin and the son of Remaliahu. Therefore, behold, Yahweh, and there Yahweh had been altered by the scribes again to Adonai. So I have restored it to the proper place, okay, where they have removed the holy name. I'm going to reinstate it. I have a whole big thing on all the changes that were made, and I use that reference. I have a lot of reference material, and it shows all the places where they've tampered. Verse 7 again. Therefore, behold, Yahweh brings up upon them the waters of the river, 5104. And waters here is a metaphor for Assyrian troops. The waters of the river, strong, 6099, and many, 7227. The king of Ashur and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels, 650, and go over all his banks, 1428. He's likening him to a flood that bursts out of the banks of a river. Verse 8, and he shall pass on, 2498, through Yehuda, he shall overflow, 7857, and pass through. He shall touch even the neck, 6677, and the outspreading, 4298, that's Mutoth, of his wings, shall fill, 4393, the breadth, that means the width, 7341, of the land. But Emmanuel, 6005, that is, with us is God. Okay, that's one of the epithets for Yeshua, Messiah. Verse 9. Be broken. That's one word. 7489, you people. And be shattered. 2865. and give ear, all distant 4801 lands. Gird yourselves and be shattered. Gird yourselves and be shattered. It's doubled right here. And then be broken is ro'u, and be shattered is wakotu. And that is 2865, be shattered, and that is not from 2844, as many have referenced. It is not. Verse 10, devise a plan. Devise is 5779, and a plan is 6098. And it shall be frustrated. That's 6565. Speak a word, and it shall not stand. For with us, 5973, Imanu, is L, 410. So that's Immanuel again. Verse 11. Because spoke thus Yahweh to me with a strong hand, and admonished, 3256, me, admonished me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, verse 12, say you not a conspiracy, 7195, to all to whom this people shall say a conspiracy. In other words, don't say that where the people say that. Neither fear, 3372, what they fear, 4172, nor be in awe, 6206. Okay, now 3372 is Tireu, and 4172, what they say, and this is like an object of reverence, morao, nor be in awe, 6206, ta'aritsu. So there's three different words in play in that verse. Verse 13, but Yahweh of hosts set apart, 6942, and let him be your fear, 4172. Okay, that's mora'akim, a different tense, and him your awe-inspirer, 6206, ma'aritzekim, a different tense. Verse 14, he shall be a sanctuary, 4720, a stone of striking, 5063, and a block, 6697, of stumbling, 4383, to both the houses of Israel, for a trap, 6341, and a snare to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. Okay, now verses 14 and 15 here. You can reference 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. And the sanctuary in verse 14 is Mikdash, a stone of striking, 5063, is Negev, and a block that is Tsur, that's a block of, like a block of stone, of stumbling, Mikshol, and a snare to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. verse 15 finishes it. And many of them shall stumble, 3:7-8:2, and there it is as overthrown by divine means, and fall, 5:3-7, like as to fall down as in death, and be broken, 7:6-6:5, and be snared, 3:3-6:9, and be caught, 39:20. That's some pretty heavy prophecy right there. He's telling what's going to come. He's prophesying the end and the captivity of Jerusalem. He's telling these people this is what's coming. He's been prophesying against their practices for some time. They're afraid of earthly kings and not Yahweh. It's a mirror of what's going on today. Everybody's afraid of stuff and men instead of Yahweh, who they should fear. And we go back to Yeshayahu speaking in verse 16. Bind up, 6:8-8:7, the testimony, 8:5-8:4. Seal the Torah among my taught ones. That's 3:9-8. Those are his students, and the ones that he's teaching as prophets. He's teaching them the Torah of Yahweh. Verse 17, I will wait upon Yahweh that hides his face from the house of Jacob. And I shall look eagerly for him. Look eagerly for 69:60. Yahweh was turning his face from Israel because he was going to let it be punished. And verse 17 here in chapter 8, you can reference Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13. And verse 18, you can also reference Hebrews 2, 13. Verse 18, behold, I and the children, 3:2-6, those that are born, that Yahweh has given me, are for signs and tokens, 4:1-5:9 in Israel, from Yahweh of hosts, which dwells on Mount Zion. In other words, the children that Yahweh gave him that are believing on the word are for signs and tokens in Israel. Okay. We are his children, we and CI, that are faithful and are actually worshiping Yahweh and calling on Yahweh, not the Lord or God. We are his chosen ones, okay? We are signs and tokens to the rest of the people that Yahweh is the divine being, and we're teaching and preaching this. That's what makes us a sign. And we are a remnant in Israel. A lot of Israel is caught up in Judeo-Christianity and worshiping stuff in the world today. Verse 19, when they say to you, Seek 1875 unto necromancers, 178. Those are people that speak with the dead and unto familiar spirits, 3049, that make chirpings, 6850, and mutterings, 1897. In other words, they're not giving a clear message, they're faking it. A clear message is a clear message, spoken out, so it's understandable. Should not a people seek unto Elohev, that means their God, on behalf of, that's 1157, the living toward the dead? In other words, why would you speak to some familiar spirit when you can pray to Yahweh about your dead relatives? Please have mercy on them. You know, not that it that would do any good, because they're dead. They've made their choice in life what they're going to do. Verse 20. As to the Torah and the testimony, listen carefully to this. If they speak not this word, it is because there is, well, it is not in the Hebrew, it's implied. Because is in there is not in the Hebrew, it's implied. There is no dawn, 7837, and that is as light of enlightenment. So they are not enlightened. They have not the Torah and the testimony. They don't speak the word, because they are unenlightened people. Verse 21. And they shall pass through hard press, 7185, and hungry. And it shall be that when they are hungry, they shall become angry, 7107, and curse their king and Elohev, and look upward. Those are, Elohev means divine beings. The ones that are coming don't believe in Yahweh. They have other divine beings. And because they worship these idols that are absolutely worthless, they don't do anything. So they're going to be angry because they've been worshiping these false idols, and these chunks of rocks and carved tree stumps and stuff aren't going to do a thing for them, so they're going to get mad. Why hasn't Baal helped us? Well, because Baal is fake. It's a fake religion, like what we have today. Verse 22, and they shall look towards the land, and behold trouble, 6869, and darkness, 2825, gloom of distress, and gloom, 4588, is an idiomatic form of number 4155, okay? Gloom of distress, 6695, and they shall be thrust, 5080, into calamity, 653. That's a figurative usage of that word. Now we come to verse 23. Okay, if you have a King James Bible or others, verse 23 in the Hebrew of chapter 8 is verse 1 of chapter 9 in those Bibles. So I want to make you aware, pardon me, that chapter 8 goes one more verse in the Hebrew than it does in the King James Version. So the verse I'm about to read would be the first verse in the King James Version of chapter 9. And you can reference Matthew 4, verse 15 here. Verse 23, nevertheless, the gloom, 4155, there's gloom, and it was 4588 in verse 22, which is an idiomatic form of 4155. Nevertheless, the gloom is not as the distress, 4164, different word for distress. In the time, 6256, he first brought contempt, 7043, upon the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards caused to be honored, 3513. Now, in many versions of the Bible, it says it's more greatly oppressed, but that is incorrect. And afterwards caused to be honored the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, that is the Jordan River, in Galilee, 1551, that's Galilee, of the nations. And they have Galilee of the Gentiles in a lot of the Bible. That is incorrect. It's Galilee of the nations. So they've altered the words there. Let me get a little hit of coffee here while it's still hot. I get going and get into it and forget my coffee all the time. I've got a cup of cold coffee sitting there. Now we're getting into chapter 9. And remember, chapter 9, if you're looking at your King James, this would be verse 2 that we start with, because this is the Hebrew order of chapters. So, and the first verse of chapter 9, you can reference Matthew 4:16 and Luke 1, verse 79. So that would be verse 2 in your King James Version. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the death shadow, 6757, Tsalmaweth, okay, the death shadow, upon them has the light shined, 5060, verse 2. You have multiplied, 7235, that nation, not 3808, made great, 1431, the joy, 8057. They rejoiced, 8055, that is as in a feast day, before you as in the joy of the time of harvest, 7105. As the rejoicing, 1523, when dividing, 2505, the spoil, 7998. Verse 3, because the yoke, 5923, of his burden, 5448, that's subalo, and that is the burden of tyranny. Because the yoke of his burden, the rod, 4294, of his shoulder, And the rod, pardon me, 4294 is mate. That's the a figurative of oppression, a taskmaster's rod that they beat the people with. The rod of his oppressor. Rod here is different word, 7626, and oppressor is 5065. You have shattered 2865 as in the day of Midian. Oppressor is 5065, Noges, and that is as a foreign tyrant. Verse 4, that would be verse 5 in your KJV. For every boot, 5430, of tramping, 5431, is with shaking, 7494. That's ra'ash, that's as shaking of the ground from marching feet. And mantles, 8071, that's garments, rolled, 1556, in blood. It shall be with burning, 8316, fuel, 3980, of fire. Listen to this. This is a prophetic, messianic verse. Verse 5, it would be 6 in your KJV. Because a child, 3206, that's one, is born, 3205, that they're tied together. Because a child is born to us a son, 1121, is given, 5414, and the rule, 4951, that is Misra, shall be upon his shoulder, and is called his name, Wonder, 6382, that's Pele, Wonder of a Counselor, 3289, Yoetz, the Mighty, 1368, L 410, as a divine hero. Okay. The father of booty, 5706. They're combined together into one word, Abiyad, as a distributor of booty or blessing. The Prince, 8269, of Peace, 7965, that is Sar Shalom. All right, and I have a note here, 5706. Maybe 5703. There's very little difference between the two. And that is as perpetuity. Okay, eternal. And the Gesenius lexicon has it as 5706. Okay. The father of perpetuity, well, no, it doesn't read that way in the Hebrew. But it's something to think about. The eternal father, so to speak. But in the actual text, it's booty, 5706. Verse 6, they're all talking about Yeshua Messiah here in this verse. Verse 6, of the increase, 4766, of his rule and peace and there is no, it's not in there, but it's implied. No end, 7093, upon the throne of Dawid, and his kingdom to establish it, 3559, and support it, 5582, with justice, 4941, and righteousness, 6666, from this time until everlasting. The zeal, 7068, of Yahweh of hosts shall do this. And verse 6, you can reference Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. They're talking about the rule of Yeshua Messiah. Wow. He's going to rule. Verse 7, a word sent Yahweh to Jacob, and it has fallen, 5307, upon Israel. Now, verse 8, Ephraim is used to represent Israel in general, not just one tribe. And verse 8, and shall learn the people, all Ephraim and the inhabitants of Shomeron, that say in the haughtiness, 1346, and greatness, 1433, of heart, verse 9, the bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will substitute cedars. Verse 10, so set up Yahweh the adversaries of Rezin against him, and roused up his hated enemies. In other words, he's going to smash their arrogance, because the tribes of Israel were ruled from Samaria at the time, and Yehuda and Binyamin were in Yerushalayim proper. Verse 11, Aram, that would be Syria today, but not the same racial mix. Aram from before, Pelishtim, that's the Philistines, from behind, and they shall devour Israel with the whole, 3605, of mouths, all the mouths. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out. In other words, he's not going to be satisfied by wiping out their cities. He's going to scatter them. Verse 12, the people have not turned back to him that smites them, nor do they seek Yahweh of hosts. In other words, they don't repent even with the smiting. They're stiff-necked and keep on in their pagan ways. Verse 13, will cut off Yahweh from Israel head and tail. Palm branch and reed in one day. And palm branch and reed is a metaphor for high and low. The top of the palm tree all the way down to the reed in the creek. Verse 14. Elders and lifted up of face. They are the head. In other words, proud, lifting up the face, lifting the face of, in a prayer, pious men. They are the head, and prophets that teach lies, they are the tail. Okay, the best of the people lifting up face in prayer, and the prophets that teach lies are the lowest of the people. In other words, they're praying piously, but not sincerely. They're faking it. Verse 15, for the leaders of this people caused them to err. Speaking of those elders and the others. And those that are led, 833, are swallowed up. That's 1104. So the people that are led in error are going to be swallowed up for believing all those lies. That's what's going on today. So what can you say? Verse 16, and here again they've substituted Adonai for Yahweh. So I have replaced Yahweh in this verse. Therefore Yahweh shall not rejoice over their young men, nor have compassion, 7355, on their fatherless children and widows. For all are ungodly. That's 2611, Chanef. And an evildoer, 7489, Merah. And every mouth speaks folly, 5039. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out. In other words, even after all of this, what he's going to do to them is not going to be enough. He's going to disperse them. And Yehuda as well. Verse 17, because wickedness, 7564, burns like fire, it shall devour the thorn bushes, 8068, and weeds, these are metaphors, 7898, and shall kindle in the thickets, 5442, of the forest, and they shall roll upward, 55, as the lifting up of smoke. Verse 18, by the fury, 5678, of Yahweh of hosts, the land is scorched, 6272, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall have compassion, 2550, toward his brother. Verse 19, he shall cut off, 1504, that's like cut off a piece of meat, on the right hand, and be hungry. 7456, and he shall eat on the left hand and shall not be satisfied. 7646, they shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. They're going to be so hungry, they're going to be gnawing flesh off their arms. Verse 20, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh. They are together against Yehuda. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out. So Israel is attacking Yehuda and Benjamin in Jerusalem. Okay, let me see how much we've got in verse 10. That's a I don't know whether I got enough time, but I'm going to give it a shot here. Verse 10, or verse 1 of chapter 10. Ha! Those who inscribe decrees of trouble and writers of mischief, they have written. To, verse 2, to turn aside the cause of the poor, 1800, and to take away the rights from the poor, 6041, of my people, that widows may be their spoil, 7998, and they may rob the fatherless child. In other words, they're even picking on the poor and the orphans. Verse 3, what will you do in the day of visitation? 6486, and that's as a visitation of punishment. And in the devastation, 7722, coming from afar. To whom will you flee for help? Where will you leave your wealth? 3519. In other words, you can't take it with you. Verse 4. Without me they shall bow down, 3766, under the prisoners, 616, and shall fall, 5307, under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out. And it's bow down in death and fall down in death in that verse. Verse 5, ha! Asher, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hands is my indignation. 2195 for indignation. And verses 5 through 34 in chapter 10, you can reference Isaiah 14:24, Nahum chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and 1 chapter 1 through verse chapter 3:19. Pardon me. And Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Verse 6, I will send him against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my fury will I command him to despoil, 7997, the spoil, 7998, and to plunder, 962, the booty, 957. And make them a trampling, 4823, like the mire of the streets. Verse 7, but not so does he intend, and his heart does not so think, but to destroy is in his heart, and to cut off nations, not a few. For says he, are not my captains all kings? All right, this is the foreign king speaking, okay, all of this. Verse 9, is not Carchemish, 3751, is Kalno, 3641, is not Arpad, 774, as Kamath, 2574, and is not Damasek, as Shomeron? In other words, he's conquered all these places. And here's verse 10, and you can reference verses 10 and 11 in 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 18. Verse 10, as my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, whose carved images excelled those of Jerusalem and of Shomeron. Verse 11, shall I not, as I have done to Shomeron and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? In other words, this king is going to just destroy it all. And that it's sent by Yahweh as a punishment. Because Yahweh uses even evil people as tools for punishing Israel when they're in rebellion. Verse 12, and here again, Yahweh has been substituted by Adonai. I have removed it and put Yahweh back in its proper place. It shall be when Yahweh has carried out his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the insolent, 1433, heart of the king of Asher, and the glorying, 8597, of his haughty eyes. He's going to use Asher, that's Assyria, as a punishing tool, and then he's going to wipe him out because he harmed Israel. He doesn't love these people in Asher, the Assyrians. He doesn't love them. Yahweh doesn't love everybody. Verse 13. Because he said, and he's speaking of the king of Asher, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, 2451, because I am prudent, 995. I have removed the boundaries, 1367, of the people, and have plundered, 8154, their treasures, 6259. And I have laid prostrate, 3381, the inhabitants like a mighty king. And king is 3427 as in the sense of sitting on the throne. The mighty that sits on a throne. Okay. Verse 14. And found as a nest, 7064, my hand, the wealth, 2428, of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left, in other words, abandoned, I have gathered all the land, and there was none that fluttered the wing, 5074, or opened the mouth and chirped, 6850. This is this king of Asher. And his arrogance said, nobody stood before me. Nobody fluttered a wing or chirped like they were just little birds. Verse 15. I told you he's being used as a tool. Well, verse 15 will explain that. Shall the axe, 1631, glorify itself? 6286, over he that hews with it? 2762, or shall the saw, 4883, magnify itself against he who wields it, 5130, as if the rod should wield he that lifts it, as if the staff should lift it, as if it were not wood. In other words, this tool is putting himself over Yahweh, who is using him as a tool. Verse 16. That's prophesying the impending destruction of Asher after they whipped the fire out of Israel and Yehuda. Verse 16. Therefore shall the master, Yahweh of hosts, send the fat ones, 4924, leanness, 7332. In other words, those that are fat and powerful, he's going to make them lean and not powerful. And under its honor shall be kindled, 3344, a burning, 3350, like the burning of a fire. In other words, he's going to burn up all their honor. They're not going to be anything. Verse 17, and the light, 216, of Israel shall be fire. That is a metaphorical uses of light. For Yahweh, Yahweh will be fire, and its Holy One, again, speaking of Yahweh, flame, 3852, that's metaphorical use for Yahweh, and shall burn, 1197, and devour its weeds, 7898, and its thorn bushes, 8068, in one day. Now those are people. They're metaphorical for people. Verse 18. And shall destroy, 3615, that's consume, the glory of its forest, 3293, and that is a figurative of the troops of Asher, of the Assyrian troops. And of its garden land, 3759, that's his, the prosperous land, both inner being and flesh, in other words, body and soul, and they shall be as when a sick man, 5263, melts, 4549, that's as wastes away in sickness. Verse 19, the rest of the trees of its forest shall be few, 4557, so that a child may write them, In other words, record their number, a low number, verse 20. And it shall be in that day the remnant, 7605, of Israel, and those escaped, 6413, of the house of Jacob, shall no more lean, 8172, upon he that smote them, but shall lean upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. They were relying on King Achaz, and they won't be relying on him anymore. They'll go back to Yahweh. Verse 21, a remnant, 7605, shall return, the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty El. That's the mighty God. And verse 22 and 23, you can reference Romans 9, verse 27, verse 22. For though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them shall return. The annihilation, 3631, strictly decided, 2782, shall overflow, 7857, with righteousness, 6666. All right, a lot of Israel is going to be wiped out. It's going to be wiped out today. But the righteous remnant will return because they call on Yahweh. That's us. Verse 23, because the Lord Yahweh of hosts shall make an annihilation and a strict decision in the midst of all the land. That's what's coming up. Be ready for that. Verse 24, therefore says the Lord Yahweh of hosts, O my people that dwell in Zion, be not afraid of Asher. He shall smite you with a rod and shall lift up his staff against you after the manner of Mitzrayim. Like they were oppressed in Mitzrayim. Well, that's the government today that's oppressing us. Verse 25, for yet a very little while, and the indignation shall come to an end, and my anger upon their destruction. Yahweh's going to destroy these people, folks. Trust in Yahweh. Verse 26, Yahweh of hosts shall stir up a scourge, 7752, upon him according to the scourging, 4347, of Midian at the rock of Oreb. That's where they were destroyed. In verse 26, you can reference Judges chapter 7, verse 25. Verse 27, and it shall be in that day his burden shall be taken away from upon your shoulder, and his yoke from upon your neck, and the yoke shall be ruined, 2254. From the presence of the anointing, 8081. Okay, I'm just about out of time. I've got a couple more verses of chapter 10, and I'm really not going to be able to get to them today, so we will begin at verse 28 of chapter 10 tomorrow on Tuesday. So I say shalom aleichem to all of you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.